Although Jesus was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Obwohl Jesus Sohn war, lernte er an dem, was er litt, den Gehorsam. Dadurch wurde er zur Vollendung gebracht und ist zum Urheber ewigen Heils geworden für alle, die ihm gehorsam sind. Ainsi, bien qu'étant fils, il a appris l'obéissance parce qu'il a souffert. Et parfaitement qualifié, il est devenu pour tous ceux qui lui obéissent l'auteur d'un salut éternel. Together with Marianne, Peter, Colin and Niccolo, who have contributed to this service today, I would like to welcome you to the audio service from the Swiss Church in London. Jesus, eternal Savior for all who obey him. This is the word from the New Testament today. There is something old-fashioned and oppressive about the idea of obedience and submission. Many values in the Bible have been interpreted in an oppressive way and have been used by some people to gain power over others. The opposite is true. The Bible is about liberation from oppressive circumstances. So sometimes we have to reclaim certain concepts from the Bible that have been misinterpreted and discover them anew in the light of liberation. Today we are going to think about what it means to submit ourselves to God. And we are going to discover why it is liberating to give ourselves to God. Niccolo will now lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. Most merciful God, by the passion of your Son, you delivered us from the power of darkness. Increase our love and hope, so that following his example, we may carry our cross and walk up to Calvary, and strengthen our faith in him, so that with him we will conquer death and rejoice in the final victory. All this we ask in his name. Amen.
You are now invited to join in with the first hymn, Gloire à toi, ressuscité. You will recognize the melody from the English hymn Love Divine, if you prefer to sing in English. And you will find the hymn sheet with the French words on the Swiss Church webpage.
Thank you. the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 15 to 21. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings out chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise. They are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things, or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches. For I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, so that they might declare my praise.
There is something very interesting about the chapter titles in modern-day Bible translations. In the original Bible, the Hebrew Bible, there are no titles. Titles were added later to make the Bible more user-friendly. Today's reading is taken from the New Revised Standard Version, and each psalm is given a title which summarizes and interprets its content. Psalm 43 is called Restoration and Protection Promised. We all yearn for restoration and protection for ourselves, our loved ones, our country, and the whole world. We often don't know how essential it is to feel safe until it is taken away from us. We all have felt threatened at some point in our lives, and for some people, this feeling is a constant companion. For example, in recent weeks, hundreds and thousands of women spoke out about the constant threats they feel when walking home alone. What makes you feel unsafe? When have you feel threatened in your life? Psalm 43 is written from God's perspective. I am the Holy One, Creator of Israel, your King, the psalm begins. We have to be aware that whenever we read a text written from God's perspective, that the Bible is ultimately written by humans, and we see their experience with God reflected, rather than the ultimate truth. God was, is, and always will be mystery. And we will always be short of grasping the full extent of God's holy nature. And it is important that we understand our limitations. No human is keeper of the truth. Only God is. This said, in this first part of the reading, which Colin has brought to us beautifully, God talks in a wonderfully poetic fashion about his reassuring presence in our lives. God makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, which is a reference to the Israelites crossing the Red Sea as they escape from Egypt. Do not consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I will give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself. A path through the waters, the creation of new things, rivers of water in the desert, a refreshing drink of water. Even in the most hostile environments, God protects and provides for us, and this is the faith that we can hold on to. Yet, our relationship with God has its ups and downs, like every relationship. And we are now going to hear in the second part of the reading from Psalm 43 how God's beautiful promise is repeatedly challenged.
The second reading is from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 22 to 26. Yet you did not call upon me, O Jacob, but you have been weary of me, O Israel. You have not brought me your sheep for burnt offerings, or honored me with your sacrifices. I have not burdened you with offerings, or wearied you with frankincense. You have not brought me sweet cane with money, or satisfied me with the fat of your sacrifices. But you have burdened me with your sins. You have wearied me with your iniquities. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Accuse me, let us go to trial, set forth your case, so that you may be proved right.
God feels abandoned. She who protects and provides for us feels let down. I am here, God says, but you are tired of me. When have you last come to me? All I get from you are your sins. At the time when this psalm was written, it was custom to offer God burnt offerings, to sacrifice a sheep or a goat, and to add good-smelling scents to the fire, such as frankincense. Apparently, it was also custom to buy God sweets with money, as we hear in Psalm 43. Nowadays, the custom of burnt offerings has died out, at least in our part of the world. And even if we wanted to offer God a goat or a sheep, like in good old times, there would be quite some obstacles to overcome first. Hardly anyone knows how to hunt and prepare a small animal, let alone have the space or facilities to burn it in their garden. And I'm not quite sure how the council or the neighbors would react about our oversized barbecue. So what can we offer God today instead of burnt offerings and sweet cane? The purpose of the offering, as described in the psalm, is to dedicate some of our time fully to God. It is about giving ourselves to God, to bow down, to let the mystery of life transcend our earthly reality and exercise humility. We are but guests on this earth, coming from God and returning to the same place. God is in us, around us, protects and provides for us. It needs time and dedication to connect with this divine reality. So, what is your modern-day version of a burnt offering? How do you make time to connect with God? There are many temptations all around us to make us forget that we are God's children and that we have God's light in us. Greed, violence, mistrust, and jealousy are only some of the signs that we have forgotten who we are and where we come from. And it is this disconnect from the essence of life that the Bible calls sin. You have burdened me with your sins. You have wearied me with your iniquities, God says. Yet God also offers a way out. Let us go on trial. Let us talk about our sins and get it right, God says. At Easter, Christians around the world will be remembering the death of Jesus on the cross. It is the ultimate sacrifice. Not our sacrifice, but God's sacrifice for us humans. We may have forgotten to give ourselves to God, but God has not forgotten us. In an ultimate sacrifice, God gives up their only Son to take upon Himself all of our sins for a brand new start. We can put things right and become more peaceful, caring and humble beings, giving ourselves up and trust in God's protection and provision. Amen. You're now invited to join in with the second hymn, Nun danket alle Gott.
Let us pray together. Our Heavenly Father, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We invite you to come with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Fill our hearts and our homes, wherever we are and whenever we listen to this service. We praise you for your steadfastness, Lord. We acknowledge you are the Alpha and Omega and the Everlasting One. Amen. Father, help us to lay down at the bottom of your cross whatever has happened so far today, joy as well as worries and burdens, so we are free to receive from you, hear from you, and draw near to you. We thank you for the present Lent season, a conscious time to connect with you and draw nearer. We pray and ask for something new every day, maybe a revelation about you, you showing us something about nature, an unexpected call or message, or you prompting us to do something. We pray, we are aware of these godly things, and we give you the glory for these moments and times. Amen. Lord, we pray for all the world leaders. Shower them with your wisdom. May they be able to hear it. Father, our hearts are heavy hearing about continuous war-torn areas. Oh, make politicians be willing to communicate with each other. We also ask and pray for your guidance on everyone making decisions about COVID, how to come out of lockdown and the vaccination program. We too ask for a fair share of vaccines across all nations. Amen. Near at home, we lift up people who are not well, be that physical, emotional, or spiritual. Lay your healing hands on them. Lift anxiety of people. Comfort people who mourn, we pray. We pray you protect each one of us. Bless us with your infinite peace. Pour out your grace on us and fill us with your love and cuddles. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Amen.
I'm sure many of you have been wondering when we are going to meet in the church in Endell Street again. We will continue to produce audio services in the coming weeks, and the earliest possible date for a return to the church in Endell Street will be Whitsunday, the 23rd of May. But we will share more information about this nearer the time and decide what the best way forward is. If you would like to make a donation for the Swiss Church, you will find the payment details on the webpage. Thank you for everything you can give. And I now invite you to join in with the next hymn, the third hymn, I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say. I invite you now to pray with the words that Jesus has taught us, each in their own language. Unser Vater im Himmel, geheiligt werde dein Name. Dein Reich komme, dein Wille geschehe, wie im Himmel, so auf Erden. Unser tägliches Brot gib uns heute und vergib uns unsere Schuld, wie auch wir vergeben unseren Schuldigern. Und führe uns nicht in Versuchung, sondern erlöse uns von dem Bösen. Denn dein ist das Reich und die Kraft und die Herrlichkeit in Ewigkeit. Amen.
Gott segne und behüte dich. Gott lasse sein Angesicht leuchten über dir und sei dir gnädig. Gott hebe sein Angesicht auf dich und gebe dir seinen Frieden. Que Dieu te bénisse et te protège. Que Dieu fasse briller sur toi son visage qui se penche vers toi. Que Dieu tourne vers toi son visage, qu'il t'apporte la paix. God bless you and keep you. God make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. God lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. I wish you all a wonderful Sunday. Go in peace and bring peace to the world. Gönnt in Friede und bringet de Friede in die Welt. Amen.